Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to the Clear Money Program's online radio show. I'm your host, Sara Kurth, Community Relations Coordinator at Denver Community Credit Union. Denver Community is a not-for-profit financial cooperative serving the people of Denver, Arapahoe, and Adams counties. On this show, I'd like to welcome Christy Briette, Denver Community's Mortgage Loan Officer. We'll be discussing home equity lines of credit, commonly known as HELOCs. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Let's start out by having you tell us a little bit about your background and what you do at Denver Community.
I have been in the real estate business for over 20 years, and 9 of these years have been with Denver Community. I deal primarily with all real estate products that Denver Community offers.
Fantastic. So what exactly is a home equity line of credit or HELOC?
A home equity line of credit is a form of revolving credit in which your home serves as the collateral. Because a home often is a consumer's most valuable asset, many homeowners use home equity credit lines for major items such as education, home improvements, or medical bills, and choose not to use them for day-to-day expenses.
Okay, so you would recommend that people use a HELOC for bigger projects more so than they would use a line of credit, like for a credit card, for day-to-day expenses?
Correct.
Cool. Can a HELOC be used to fund whatever you want, or are there usage limitations?
Once a member has established a HELOC on this account, it can be used for any purpose. We do not have any usage limitations on this product.
Okay. How does a HELOC work exactly?
With the HELOC, you're approved for a total loan amount, but the lender does not give you money in one lump sum. Instead, you can access this line to transfer to your checking account, and or we offer checks so that you can write those against the HELOC. And then you only pay interest on that amount that you've taken out, and you're only limited by the total amount of that loan, i.e. meaning that you would not be able to exceed the amount of the loan that you have.
Okay. How do lenders decide if I qualify for a HELOC or not, and how do they determine the limit on a home equity loan?
With the collateral being your home, the credit union offers a line of credit up to 85% of the value of your home. Mm. Once the value is determined, that would be either done through our value check and or an appraisal. Once it's been determined, we would underwrite that loan to include your income and your liabilities to come up with your debt-to-income ratio. So your debt-to-income ratio is determined taking your monthly payments on all of your outstanding debt mm-hmm. to include the new payment of the home equity line of credit and dividing them by your monthly income. Normally, the debt-to-income ratio usually cannot exceed 43% on these loans.
Okay. And do you have to have a certain amount of equity on the home to qualify?
Yes, you would have to have equity that would allow you to keep 15% of your equity. We would only lend up to 85% of the value.
Okay.
So there would have to be equity outside of what we lend on top of that.
Okay, that makes sense. How do HELOC rates work?
So our HELOC is a variable rate. It is tied to prime, in which currently is 3.25%. Mm-hmm. Denver Community has a floor rate of 5%. Therefore, our rates would not fall below the 5% rate. In addition, your rate would be determined once credit is pulled, as those credit scores are the ones that will dictate what interest rate we can offer on that loan.
Okay. So moving on to some of the terminology associated with HELOCs, what are draw periods and how long do they typically last?
The draw period is the time that you're allowed to you can draw out, pay down that loan, mm-hmm. and continue to do that up to 10 years.
Okay. And what type of repayment terms are commonly available for HELOCs?
Our current HELOC has a 15-year repayment on it.
Okay. What payment options are available for HELOCs?
So on our HELOC, it is an interest-only loan, And if interest is less than $100, then the minimum payment would be $100. Otherwise, the payment that you would be due for would be for the payment of that interest for that month, that or $100, whichever is greater.
Okay. Are there any costs associated with establishing a new home equity line of credit?
Yes. You'll have costs associated with this. You'll have title work, credit report, flood cert recording fees, and possibly an appraisal fee.
Okay.
Depending upon the loan amount, the fees will increase due to the required title fees. So the higher the loan amount, the higher the fees will be when it comes to title insurance.
Okay. Okay. Are there any tax advantages available for consumers who have a HELOC?
I would always recommend consulting your tax accountant on that.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time and expertise, Christy. Could you please share your contact information so that listeners can reach you if they have any questions?
Sure. I can be reached at my direct line of 303-626-0711 and or by my email of kbrouillette@denvercommunity.coop.
Thanks again. For more information about this topic, feel free to email education@denvercommunity.coop. Follow Denver Community on Twitter or Facebook for personal finance tips and community news. Our website is denvercommunity.coop/education. Thanks for tuning in.